A win for the nationalists, Sinn Féin, as opinion polls predict, would make history in Northern Ireland. It upends a century of dominance by parties dedicated to the union with Great Britain, putting on top a Republican party that exists to forge a united Ireland. That isn't going to happen imminently, and many voters were swayed instead by more immediate concerns.
Oh, United Ireland's on the cards, no doubt about it. Like, yeah. And that's important to me.
And what do you think they'll achieve, Sinn Féin?
I think we'll achieve what we've asked for. We'll get equal rights, we'll get better housing, better hospitals. So it's a wishing game, a open game.
Sinn Féin was once the political face of the Irish Republican Army that waged a decades-long conflict with the British Army and pro-British loyalist paramilitaries. Its electoral success will have struck fear into the hearts of many unionists who already feel marginalised by Westminster's handling of Brexit negotiations with the EU and a new trade border in the Irish Sea that they say undermines Northern Ireland's place within the United Kingdom.
They need to get a wake-up call now. Nobody wants a Sinn Féin minister. The unionist people don't want a Sinn Féin minister. Because first and foremost, if we have it, then you're going to call for a border poll. And there's no doubt about that.
There's even a question mark over whether the Democratic Unionist Party leader will take up his position as Deputy First Minister behind Sinn Féin's Michelle O'Neill. Geoffrey Donaldson says he wants the sea border protocol removed first. In Northern Ireland, symbolism matters hugely. So while power sharing enshrined in the Good Friday Peace Agreement ensures that the positions of First Minister and Deputy First Minister, shared between the largest unionist and nationalist parties, have exactly equal powers, the changing of places in the Stormont Assembly in this election carries enormous symbolic weight.
Unionism is in a very uncertain place. Northern Ireland had its centenary last year, but the celebrations were rather muted. There was a sense of the future of the union very much being at stake, partly because of Brexit and what that means for Northern Ireland, changed relationships between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK as a result of the withdrawal agreement and the protocol, but also what's going on within unionism itself. It's very fragmented.
And with that fragmentation comes deep uncertainty over political stability in the short term and longer term questions about the future of Northern Ireland itself. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, Belfast.